Happy New Year, everyone. At the time that I'm recording this video, it is where I am, December the 31st, 2016, and it will soon be 2017. And we find ourselves at the end of one year and the beginning of another. Most of the world will experience this as simply another year. They may celebrate it in various ways, but they won't see any deep meaning to it. It'll just be another time in the calendar. Or perhaps, as they might suggest, another journey around the sun has begun in the revolution of the world around the sun. They may feel that their 2016 or their 2017 is guided by fate or some other power. But for us Christians, the passage of a year must be much different, and our experience of this transition from 2016 to 2017 must be deeply profound. Because 2016 ends at a certain place, and 2017 begins at the exact same place. And what is this place? It is the nativity of Jesus Christ. It's the mystery of his birth. At this time of the year, we celebrate the octave day of Christmas. It's the day when we continue to celebrate Christmas as a great feast day in the church. It's as if the Christmas mystery, the nativity scene, is the bookend of our years. It begins, or it ends 2016, and it's the beginning of 2017. And the nativity is not just a scene that we look at, but it's a mystery in the life of Christ. It's a reality that we must enter into. And this actually is what we should think about when we approach 2017. Sometimes when we approach a new year and we compare it to the year before, it can almost be fearful because in one year, a lot of things can happen. You know, for every one of us, 2016 was a year of all manner of ups and downs. Good things have happened to us, some deeply difficult things happened to us, challenges came our way, perhaps sorrows. And we get to the point where we're like, boy, what's 2017 going to bring to us? But we should take our bearings from the nativity scene. And we should think not so much about 2017, but about the nativity. In fact, we can learn very much from the people who are present at the nativity of Christ, and how to move through the year is something that they teach us. And so I want to, in this little talk, to examine the nativity as a means to give each of us a sort of compass in how to live 2017. We have no idea what 2017 will bring for us, but that doesn't matter. We do know what the nativity of Christ brings to us, and that's a gift that continually is given to us by our Father. It's a gift of grace and truth. And so, we begin with the Christ child. At every nativity scene, Jesus Christ, this little child, the Lord, the newborn King of the Jews, is the center, the reason for the existence of this scene. And so from this we learn that in 2017, we should seek to know Christ and his teaching. In other words, we should read the gospel. You should have a copy of the Bible, and you should read the gospels up one side and down the other. The gospel is more important than the newspapers or your Facebook news feed or any blog that you read. Some people, if they don't get their news for the day, they get angry. But the news for the day comes and goes. The good news of Jesus Christ is forever. And so we need to have a great love for the Holy Gospels and read the sacred scriptures. Next, we have in the nativity scene, Our Lady and Saint Joseph. And they teach us that in 2017, we should practice more obedience to the law of God. Oftentimes people, they don't want to obey God. They just want to do their own thing. And that can lead them down to all kinds of difficulties and challenges. But Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, and Saint Joseph, the thing that really inspired them in life was they wanted to obey the law of the Lord. They wanted to live for God. In other words, for us, it's a call for us to live the commandments, to live a life of holiness, and also to ask God to reveal to us what his plan for our life is. in marriage, in family life, in priesthood, or religious life, but above all, a life of holiness. Our Lady and Saint Joseph teach us that 2017 is a time for us to work hard to obey the law of the Lord. That's our mission. And then we come in the nativity scene to the shepherds. The shepherds teach us that even in the midst of our work and our labor, we can still seek to know and serve the Lord. The shepherds are taking care of their flock in its nighttime. And the angel of the Lord appears to him in a multitude of the heavenly hosts, and they praise God. And it leads the shepherds to serve Christ, to want to know more about him, to pray to him, to worship him. From this we learn that in our work, in our labors, at our job or anything, whatever we're doing, in our place of work, we can still serve the Lord Jesus. We can, for example, we can pray before you go to work and ask the Lord to guide your work for the day. We can make an effort to do everything for the Lord, as St. Paul urges us to do in one of his letters. We can say little prayers throughout the day, for example, the prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. Or if you get time for a break, you can say a little prayer. Pope John Paul the Great, when he was a young man, he worked in the quarries in Poland, and during his break times, he would spend time reading spiritual books to help him stay close to Christ. And so the shepherds teach us that in our work for 2017, we can still find ways to seek and serve the Lord. It may not be tremendously obvious to others that we're doing this, but we can still do that. And then at the Nativity, we have the angels of God. And they show to us that we need to, in 2017, worship the Lord Jesus. They actually write the first Christmas hymn, the Glory to God in the Highest, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. And that hymn stays with us throughout the year. And peace to people on whom his favor rests. And one of the ways that we can worship the Lord Jesus is to make sure that we honor his holy name. This is something we have to watch out for. The second commandment says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And a lot of people, they use the name of Christ as a swear word or in an empty, meaningless way. And we don't want to do that, because to use the name of God in vain is the opposite of worshiping God. The angels teach us to worship the Lord Jesus, and we don't want to go against that. If you ever have the habit of using the name of the Lord in vain, you got to break that habit. You got to confess to it and repent and work hard to break that habit. And if you're ever around people who use the name of Christ in vain, make the sign of the cross as a way to make reparation. Or say something like, praise be Jesus Christ. And the angels teach us that worshiping Christ is the way to peace. In other words, seeking the will of Christ is the way to peace in our hearts. And so we worship Christ by honoring his holy name and also attending Holy Mass. And another part in the Nativity is the Magi, the wise men from the East, or the three kings. And what do? They travel far to encounter Christ. They even give up their own little kingdoms for a while, perhaps forever, to encounter this newborn king of the Jews, to worship him. This teaches us that in our 2017, we should make effort to know Jesus, to honor him, by our words, by our actions, and by our life. One of the most important ways by which we honor the Lord Jesus and worship him and serve him is within our heart, when we live in a state of grace. When we are living in a state of grace, it's as if our souls, in fact, it is the case that our souls are constantly honoring the Lord. And in this regard, we need to have a great value for the sacrament of confession. Many people neglect this sacrament, but it's a gift from Jesus. When we neglect it, we're neglecting the health of our soul. We're neglecting that sanctifying grace which comes to us from the sacramental life that Christ has given to the Church. Confession is so important. And the Magi teach us that in our 2017, we want to make sure that our priority is to live in a way pleasing to God, even if that requires great effort on our part. To live in that state of grace which enables us to be always journeying toward the Lord within our soul. Now, some nativity scenes around the world have some things in them that we don't really hear too much about, actually don't hear about in the scriptures. And some of them you see musicians. You might see a little statue of someone holding, playing a horn or something. Or my favorite is when I see one as a drummer, because I'm a drummer myself, and one of our churches had a little drummer walking up to the nativity scene. And I often say when they put a nativity scene that has a drummer there, whoever put that scene together really knows a lot. And but one of the things I like to think of when I see, you know, images of musicians worshiping Christ, and even in ancient artwork you see this, it reminds me that we have to use our gifts to serve the Lord Jesus. It could be the gifts we have of music in praise and worship of the majesty of Christ, or it could be the gift of teaching, or it could be some other gift that we can work at every day in our life. Perhaps you have a gift of compassion toward others. Well, you can use that gift to serve Christ by helping others to find their way to Jesus, even if they're lost in all kinds of sin and all kinds of, you know, doubts. Your compassion can be that musical instrument in a way that points them back to Christ. Anyway, every one of us has many gifts and graces and blessings that God has given to us, talents that you have that others don't have, which you can use to honor the Lord Jesus and serve Him. And so there we have it, the nativity scene, which is a reality, teaches us to find our compass or to find our bearings in Jesus Christ. As we begin this year, 2017, we should begin again from the nativity. As we end 2016, as we approach nativity, if we feel that we have not lived within the mystery of the nativity of Christ during this 2016, which in some way or fashion, every one of us has fallen short of this noble goal of living in Christ, then we confess to the Lord our sorrow, and we repent, and we begin again. And in the ways that we have lived in the mystery of the Nativity in our 2016, then we thank God for helping us on this great journey. We begin 2017 in the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christmas, before the manger. May we renew our devotion to the Lord Jesus and never stray far, or really never stray at all, from living in this place, this spiritual place of heavenly peace during our 2017. God bless you.